And Phil, when you write a melody, do you envision a particular instrument playing in the orchestra?
Yes, since I was a very young kid, I always heard music in my head and fully orchestrated. I assumed everybody did. I think now probably I recognize that when people hear music in their head, they're hearing music that's already written down somewhere or been performed. So when I write an oboe solo, I don't write a solo and then decide oboe plays it. I write it as an oboe solo or a violin solo or whatever it is. It's always been that way for me. And as I say, the computer is a wonderful tool to get feedback on it, but the answer is yes.
Now, the show's just about over. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? Brian, let's start with you.
A world premiere is something that does not happen very often. And so I would encourage anybody who has not bought tickets and who is interested to come down and see it, because there's no better experience than to see something for the first time and to be there for the very first time that this work has ever been heard, and for such a fantastic piece, and that's been so carefully conceived dramatically. There's no better experience for somebody to get their first experience in opera than to come down and see Marie's Orchard.
And Dylan?
Yeah, I actually have a really great saying that the general director, Jerry Brown, has said this, and he says this often, that when we first started the company, he was, okay, well, it sounds like a great idea, but himself, he thought that he hated opera, even though he'd never really seen one. And he came to the conclusion that he doesn't hate opera, he hates bad opera, because good opera will change your life and will transcend you into wonderful places.
And Philip, how would you like to end the show?
Well, I would like to encourage people to come to the show. It's June 10th, Friday evening, and June 12th, Sunday matinee. I think they would find it a wonderful experience. There's a great deal of fun music. There's a hoedown at a wedding scene to open the show, and there's a lot of very passionate love music. And then it gets very intense when one of the protagonists goes insane. And I'm not going to give away the ending, but it will put people through a very, very strong emotional ringer that I think they would come out going, wow, this is a lot of fun. It's very Americana, set in the Midwest, in Nebraska in the 1890s. And I grew up in Oklahoma and Kansas, so that felt like home to me. So I would encourage people to do that. Again, the website is www.centerstageopera.org, O-R-G. And they can purchase tickets there online, or there's a phone number they can call the box office.
And I thank you all very much for being here.
Thank you, Christine.
We've been speaking with Philip Weston, composer of the new American opera, Marie's Orchard. Also Dylan Thomas, director and artistic director of Center Stage Opera in Canoga Park. And music director and conductor, Brian Onderdonk. Thanks again for joining us. Together, we can make a difference. If there's something you would like to share, please email me, Christine Martindale, at clearchannel.com. Take care, and thanks for listening.